Morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Hi, Sujata. Make yourselves comfortable and allow your eyes to close. Hopefully there hasn't been too much space between the moment you came out of your sleep and now. So as you close your eyes, maybe just sort of curl back up into the quality of the echo of your sleep. Hopefully it was a good sleep or a good enough sleep that leaves an echo, a kind of vibration. And you just surrender your experience moment by moment to that vibration, as if you were going to go back to sleep. Just let things drift away into this field or even maybe don't. You don't even have to let things drift away, just taste the field, the silence. It might still be in the foreground. In which case, give yourself entirely to that quality. Silence or presence, and know that we share it somehow. Well, I shouldn't say somehow. We share it deeply. Anytime an experience, a feeling, or a thought wants to bring you out of this quality of sleep, like a sleep-like quality, just place that experience, whatever it may be, a thought or a contraction, or sort of place it in its cradle of silence. It's as if you were a mother and you draw this crying baby, which is the experience that wants to, that is calling for attention. You take it in your arms and you draw it back into peace. And the peace in this case is this field of presence. Which we share prior to experience. In fact, prior to experience, we don't share it, we are it. The mind can't understand that. The mind can only be cradled in it. And now feel your body, but feel it very lazily. Just feel your body directly. As it sort of is melting in this presence. So don't feel you have to re-coalesce a body, just tasting the body. Quietly. As if the body was a half-sleeping baby. And you welcome it quietly. You don't want to wake it up too much. You want to encourage it in a way to move more deeply into sleep, into merging with the silence. So feel the movement of the breath. Very quiet. Movement of the belly with the in-breath. Breathing like a sleeping baby. abandoned. And feel the sensation of the body resting on the earth. And the body is completely surrendered to gravity, even though the body is sitting, but nevertheless, let the legs and the pelvis surrender their weight. Completely. And also the arms. Let them flow down. Let the arms go to sleep in this embrace. And feel the face is melting as well. When a face is falling asleep, it can let go of whatever it's holding. The mask can melt. Feel your face sort of combed by an invisible caress. Strands of sensations combed out into the peace that surrounds everything. Sensation of the forehead, of the eyes, just you don't have to do it, but you just sort of feel that they can loosen, the strands of tensions can loosen. Your cheeks, feel the sensation of the ears can relax. In sleep, the ear cavities can open, they don't need to defend. So the sound of this voice is appearing in openness. You could say that sleep, in this case, is synonymous with openness, undefendedness, unconditional safety. Feel your mouth, your jaw, your teeth, your gums, your tongue. Don't see them, just feel the sensations as if they were being combed out into the river of peace. As if you were witnessing what your face secretly does when the mind goes to sleep. And how the face melts and swims out into the openness. And takes a bath. And feel your shoulders. And ask yourself, what is it to let the shoulders go to sleep, move into this space? Feel the left shoulder. Place it in its cradle. And the right shoulder. It's a loving affair. It's a real heart connection, like a mother when she puts her baby in its crib. It's a very, very tender moment. Feel this feeling of the mother towards your body right this moment. Placing it in its true habitat. So that it can merge with what in fact is our true body. Our true body is this borderlessness. Allow yourself to feel that. Gently, you scan your experience for any holding or tension. And you just bring your loving intention to that holding. That's all you do. You just bring your loving intention, which is a sort of reorientating the tension towards the openness. You sort of beam your intention from your heart. I think that's what mothers do. I've never had a baby, but I have felt that. I'm sure some of you have had babies and have felt a very, very impersonal movement of love. Of love towards love. Now very gently move the body. Let the body move. Your eyes are closed. Just let the torso move a little bit. And feel that it's allowed to move in a field of friendliness. So let the, maybe the torso is tracing circles or doesn't matter, just you don't even have to know what the movement is, just feel the movement arising moment by moment. Taking in its flow the shoulders, the neck, the head, the spine, the belly, the breath. Very gentle, very smooth. The breath. It's as if sleep was a flow now, a flowing current that is moving this body. This body doesn't have to wake up. And now very slowly the movement stops, the flow comes back to stillness very, very gently. So don't do it, let it happen. Let this body, this flowing sensation, come to a place of stillness, but in a way you're the openness. You just witness the body settling in you. No rush. You're the field of presence, of borderlessness. Here's the body, just a ripple in you. Slowly, gently, you let the top of the head reach towards the ceiling, but again, from the sensation rather than from the mechanical body. See if you can stay within the field of lazy, moving towards sleep, not moving towards action, and yet let the spine elongate. From the sensation, top of the head caressing the ceiling, and the arms and the legs are just hanging dead weight, flowing down. Yes, now just collapse the spine slowly, rounding the spine. Don't do it. Taste it. Middle, lower, middle, upper. And then slowly elongate the spine from the pubic bone. Feel the whole front of the torso sort of licking the space in front, gentle, lazy, subtle. And then pause, let the body be completely still. See what you can empty out. Maybe the hips, maybe the shoulders, maybe the jaw. And then just feel the whole body like a mass, a vibrating mass, a purring mass. Let it connect with the space beyond it, falling into the space all around. Yes. Slowly, like a ghost, like a dream, like in a dream, the torso turns to the left and I don't do it. It's a dream of a ghost. And now slowly to the right. Be the field. Tasting the ripple. Touch of the air on the hands, on the face. And again to the left. Don't do it. Density of the air, touch of your clothes, sound of this voice. And then to the center, let the torso come back to this neutral place. And then the arms go. You offer the body to the borderlessness that you are. It's an offering from the heart. It's an offering to the space, and it's also an offering to this body, because you're soothing this body, you're reminding this body of its true habitat. So it's love to love to love. Love, love, love. Now we're going to come very, very gently to standing position. Again, be like a sleepwalker and make your transition to standing in a way that's organic, smooth. Let that way find itself. Don't do it. You've got hands, you've got feet, you've got articulations, you've got a spine, you've got the earth. You've got a head that can hang and a spine that can roll. And Mark, I know that your body doesn't do all those things, but your energy body does, and I hope just explore that. And here we are, not having gone anywhere. Feel that. The body has shifted its posture, its landscape, but make sure you really give a chance to the field, the borderlessness to, it may have receded a bit, you let it come back into the foreground. Feel I am the borderlessness. And in fact, my body is the borderlessness. My true body is free of borders. Top of the head reaching towards the ceiling. But there's not really a border. Those words don't mean anything in our direct experience. See if you can find the border between my head and the ceiling. Really, in your direct experience, I challenge you. Enjoy when you discover or when you agree with me that there is no such border, then really enjoy. Top of the head, ceiling, space, openness. Now feel the sides of the body, left side. And again, I challenge you to draw the line, to delineate the geography of me, the body, and not me, the space beyond. Just try. On the left. Not with your visual, not with your memory, with your sort of direct tactile experience. Is that really a border that you've just identified? If you come closer, do you actually find the border? It's a bit like when you cross from France to Italy. You never find a line there. You find it on the maps, but on the actual territory, there is no such border. It's seamless. Feel the right side of the body and be just simply open to the seamlessness of body and space. Fuzzy borders, maybe there's geography, mountains and lakes, and that changes. Our experience is always changing. Feel the space behind and the body. Let it be borderless in the back. Let it be borderless in the back, in the sides, in the front. On top and also underneath the feet, the earth. Just a sensation there. Temperature, texture. I am that which perceives all variations. This is my true body. This tactile perceiving field, that's my true body. Feel your arms, let your arms float up into the space. You have no visual, no memory, just this flowing sensation. Long fingers, but they're no fingers. Just air and temperature, and the arms all the way up to the ceiling. And slowly the arms carving the space right and left as they come down slow, slow, so that you can taste the ripple. Now just the right arm, it's falling into the space all the way to the ceiling, weightless. Don't do it. That's the secret. Don't do it as a mover. That's just old habit. And now slowly, as it comes down to the side, it's tracing little circles with your fingertips. Let the whole field of your borderlessness do it. It's the case, so it's not even that anything needs to change. Yes, let the right arm go. I have to give indications and they're misleading. The arm is floating up. The left arm, all the way up. The fingers are caressing the ceiling. My words are not true. Something else. Settle the left arm into the left arm. Settle the right arm into the right arm. Be the openness. Right arm, fingertips, tracing circle as the left arm, sorry, comes down. Tasting the ripple. No ideas, no memory. Yes, and let that left arm dissolve. Borderlessness, rippling. Yes, bend your knees a little bit. Just going to make sure everybody's muted. Okay. And then just gently let your torso fall into the space in front. Again, that's just a word. Just be with the sensation, slowly feeding your sensation of your torso into the space in front. Your arms hanging, your head beginning to drop. Make sure it's safe for your body. You may need to bend your knees a little bit, your hands maybe on your legs or maybe on the floor. But not, no pushing, no pulling, just allowing, allowing. Yes, and then now slowly with the beach ball under the torso inflating, your torso is rising up ghost-like. And the arms are floating all the way up to the ceiling. And you're clasping the hands and the index pointing towards the ceiling, the thumbs pointing back, and at just a little bit of a reaching back with your index fingers. So you're arching your spine just a little bit. Long breath, and then come back and let the arms melt to the sides. And again, the torso melting into the space in front. No reason to do this, nothing to gain, nothing to lose. Let the head go. Long in breath, long out breath. Empty the jaw, empty the eyes, empty the shoulders. The feet.
kissing the earth. Yes, and now again the beach ball, even slower this time, inflating. So there's no effort, no weight, just tasting all the micro sensations, temperatures, textures. The head is like a balloon, it's floating on top of the spine. This time, place your hands on your lower back. Support your lower back with your hands and arch a little bit your spine. Cover the ceiling with your torso and your head. All the while just tasting, not knowing. Yes, the arms come back, the torso comes back. Perfect stillness. Switch your weight to the left. Open your eyes a bit, let your right knee float up. And then place your right foot back down, switch your weight to the right slowly. So this is conducted like a Tai Chi master. The left knee floats up. And you're not losing sight of the borderlessness. I know it's a lot to ask, perhaps. And again, the left foot comes down slowly. You're perfectly balanced. The weight shifting to the other side, the right foot peeling off the ground, the knee floating up. Pause. Borderlessness. All around, and then coming down with the right foot. This time the weight comes to the center. Close your eyes, let the weight find its place. Yes. And slowly the movement is irresistibly taking the body again. Let the body move. The only requirement is to keep the separate mover out of the equation. But there is no such a mover. So just movement, movement. Make sure you allow your whole body, because there's so many possibilities here from movement, to move the body. Often we move our arms and our shoulders, but we don't include the torso, we don't include the pelvis, the legs. Make sure you can feel the earth under the feet. You might want to spread your feet wider and bend your knees. Articulate your ankles, your elbows, your hips. In fact, don't worry about being a mover, not being a mover. Just let whatever happens, happens. It's more like allowing this pleasurable experience called movement. Let it be very sensual, very tactile. The breath is also free, and the sounds. And whatever stored emotion or energy that was sort of folded up somewhere in a corner. This is the opportunity to unfold, to express. For no reason. Nobody's looking, nobody cares. Yet everything is precious. Feel this is a dance of the now. So there's no way of knowing what comes next. Okay. Trusting your hands and your sense of touch. Your face, blah, blah, blah. Your lips, your tongue, your breath, full breath will help liberate whatever would like to be liberated. What's living in your legs and in your feet and in your pelvis and in your tummy. And even if you feel more like a person now, dancing person, just dance to the borderlessness, for the borderlessness. Surrender your dance to the borderlessness. And it doesn't have to be, as I always say, a pretty dance. It could be a very contorted dance if it wants. Remember that it's coming out of this borderlessness, which is pure freedom. Here and there, just touch this field all around so you don't lose sight. Yes. Listen sometimes very deeply to the emotional body, so that the movement can come from there.
You're muted.
Sorry, I don't know how. When was I? Have I been muted for a long time?
I think you dropped out for a moment.
Okay. Sorry about that. Was I hope it. How long have I not? Have you not heard me speak?
Couple of minutes.
Okay. Okay. Probably it's a good, maybe the universe was saying, Ellen, just shut up. You're talking too much.
It truly doesn't matter, Ellen. Time is just an illusion.
That's right. Okay, so we're back, sitting. And Beatrice, I opened my eyes and I saw you both dancing, and I it was nice to see you both dancing. Anyway. Okay. Back with our eyes closed. Staying with the body, with a tactile feeling. But also with the sound of this voice, with the eyes that opened and we saw each other and there was more experience for a moment there. And I guess the task as truth lovers, so-called, would be to try to not lose sight of the borderlessness of presence, even in the midst of more complex experience, seemingly more complex experience where the mind divides things up, you know, and it's functional to do that to a certain extent, but when the mind divides things in terms of me, the separate one, and not me, and is a bit too rigid about that, it's a shame. Yes, me, Ellen, Carlo, Anne Beatrice, Ali, Mark, but even more, yes, our shared borderless presence. In other words, yes, we are waves, and we have shapes, and we have trajectories, but even more, yes, we are the ocean. We are the, our reality is the water. And in this case, the water is, the ocean is borderless. Feeling our breath. Just feeling the breath as it is. Don't manipulate it in any way. Just a touch of the air through the nostrils on the in-breath. On the out breath, you don't know what breath is, you don't even know what nostrils are, you don't know what temperature is, you don't know anything, but you experience intensely every micro sensation of breath, the movement of your belly. Pure knowing.
Not knowing is pure knowing. It's knowing directly. In breath, pause. Out breath, pause. Who's breathing? Where does my in-breath come from? I don't want you to answer the question with your mind. I'm just asking just to illumine the fact that it comes from that which could never be known through experience. As an experience. Allow each in-breath to rise out fresh, just like the sound of this voice. And out, each out-breath to arise fresh from the very same place. Now we're going to do a three-part breath, just to play with the breath a bit. So we breathe into the lower belly, pause. Middle, pause, upper torso, pause, and then a long out breath. So we'll do it each in our own timing. So in, pause, in, pause, in, pause, lower, middle, upper, and then long, smooth out breath. Here we go. Take your time. No reason, just tasting, no anticipation. Lower, middle, upper, long out breath. Smooth, even. I am the borderlessness. Yes, after the next out-breath, just let the breath be natural. Hello, breath. Caress your breath with your heart. Whatever it is, however it is. Now we take the breath into our hands. Again, we do the same breath, except no pausing at the three stages. So it's a long in-breath, lower, middle, upper, pause, long out-breath, upper, middle, lower, pause, in your own time. Smooth, effortless, tasting every part of the flow.
Face is relaxed, shoulders are relaxed, hands are relaxed. Torso open, like a channel. Tasting the borderlessness, the silence all around this breath. Feel the body is losing its borders, so the lower, middle, upper is taking up more and more space. Yes, now after the next out breath, let the breath be natural. Just welcoming whatever arises. Hello, all the subtle, tender layers seeking the openness. All the layers of experience that we usually label or push down. Or conceive too quickly, conceptualize too quickly. Here we don't. Hopefully we don't. We don't. We just say hello. Look, you're surrounded with love. And now we do one last breathing exercise. I think you all know it, Kapalabhati. So it's an active exhale, short, swift, light, and the, sorry, an active exhale. Yes, that's what I said. And the in-breath is passive. Like this, ha, 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 except that the mouth is closed. And the idea is to remain free of additional tension. Don't accrue any tension. If you do, you stop, you take a few breaths, and then you start again. So here we go. In breath. Long in breath, long out breath. Let the breath be natural. Give yourself to the space. Second round, and always find your own rhythm. Sometimes it can be distracting to hear my breath, but I try to adopt a rhythm that suits most everybody, but follow your rhythm. And again, effortless, emptying the body of any extraneous tension as you go along. It's a prayer. Here we go. Tick, tick, tick.
Long inhale. Pause, long exhale. Surrender everything to the vibration, to the openness. Third round. Make sure the weight of the body is released into the support of the chair. And with the exhale, sometimes the belly contracts a little bit, and that's right. You don't have to manufacture it, but if it happens naturally, that's, you can place your awareness there, right under the belly. Otherwise, you stay with the, around the nostril area with your awareness. Here we go. Long inhale, exhale. Giving yourself back to yourself. Free of fear. Don't do anything.
Thank you, everyone. Feel free to unmute if you want to speak or shout. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Dan. Hi, Sujat. I already said hi to you earlier. Hi, Mark and Maria Rosa and Carlo. And Beatrice, what time is it over there? Oh, it's nighttime, isn't it? And Beatrice is in
8 p.m.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I got back in on mobile, Alan.
Oh, hi, Hugh. We can't.
Hi.
Well done.
Can't see anything.
Okay. We can't see you either, but we know you're here. Hi, Ali. All right, then. Anything to declare? As my husband tells me in the morning when we have tea in bed, he goes, anything to declare?
I would just say that the faster breathing at the end, I'm about half that speed, but that works for me.
Well, then,
is there a purpose of going fast?
No, it's really not at all. I mean, little by little, if you practice this breath, you would find that naturally you would probably go a bit faster. What's more important is a steady rhythm, and then a relaxed sort of feeling. I mean, if you the yogis, you know, the real yogis, they go very fast. But it's like a technical thing, you know. It's not, but
I find I can do that, but then I only breathe in about once every three breaths.
No, you should breathe in the in breath should be completely effortless in between each exhale.
Yeah, that's when I have
to. So slow it down as much as you need to.
Yeah. Thank you.
And as soon as you feel a bit of tension, stop, because it's really a little exercise that to become aware of the habit of tensing, of becoming the breather. So anytime you feel it, you just stop and start again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ali.
I shall go now.
Okay, bye. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Unless anybody wants to say anything else, we have a few more minutes. No.
I would like to wish everyone a very peaceful day. And thank you for this space and time that we shared. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Is it your first time, Dan?
It is my first time here with you guys, yes.
Okay. How did you find it? Through Rupert or Francis or?
Through all of them, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wondered if I, just if you could speak into that sort of tension between, you know, I hear it quite a lot of wanting to do it right, and obviously from the position I'm in of trying to just receive what is available.
Yes.
And I understand that there is technique and there's a reason for that, but not trying to get too hung up on that as well.
Yes. Mark, was there a specific,
I'm making myself clear particularly, but I often hear people worrying, you know, I'll own it, I worry about whether there's a full experience if you're not doing the technique right.
Yeah, no, there isn't. There's the technique is sort of irrelevant in our approach. If you were in some other yoga, not to say that there isn't a natural sort of technique. You could say a kind of divine technique, which it has to do with ease, relaxation, a sort of alignment, and a purifying anything you're doing of the extraneous feeling of being the doer and the mover, which is a process that takes place slowly and gently. It's not like we got to get rid of that mover and doer. That is the yoga. It's the discovery of what the separate mover doer is, and then sort of returning that layer of tension to the borderlessness. And in your case, was there a specific moment, Mark, that you felt that? You know, like somebody might have some problems with their spine, and when we're elongating the spine, if I was to look at them, they might look like this, but on the inside they're following the direction, and they're actually feeling the sensation of the spine. It's sort of elongating from the sensation, from the tactile feeling, but yet if I was to look, it would look not like a vertical body. So it's different for each one of us. Anytime you feel that I want to do it right, or I don't know if I'm doing it right, or, you know, that kind of tension, just really be happy, because at that moment you have in your hands the separate one. Whether he wants to do it better, whether he's confused, whether he's struggling on some level. So there, don't worry about am I doing it, the actual content of the questioning, but feel the frustration, the desire to be somewhere, to be in another position as the one who's got it, or just feel the whole configuration, because at that moment it is the separate self. What we are already perfect. You know, and in your case, because your body, there might be a lot of frustration associated with movement and what I can do, what I can't. So there are probably quite a lot of layers. I don't know, because I don't know you well enough, Mark, but I would invite you to bring, you know, speak again here. It's a space for you, you know, with this small group, we have time. That might be my projection entirely. You might be completely at ease with your... Does that sort of attend to your question, or?
Yeah, thank you. And I guess for me, when I'm listening to you talk, it feels a lot about the intention.
Yes.
The intention to be, you know, trying and being and, you know, present to whatever is arising.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark. It's the intention, and then at some point the intention has turned you and reorientated you, and even then at some point the intention itself is no longer it's like necessary, because you're touching yourself again, you're sort of feeling yourself. But yeah, to begin with, intention is a good thing. It's what brings us to these gatherings. It's good. Blah, 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 blah. That's what I mean. Hug. Have a lovely day and come again. Bye, Maria Rosa. Bye, Wolfgang. Bye, everyone. See you soon.